Step two, never tell your parents.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3-8 Combo Podcast, the world's most hooker-killinest podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Yeah, just twiddling thumbs. That's what I'm doing now.
I'm just waiting.
Yeah. You know, it's pretty nice. Tuesday. Oh, no, it comes out Monday night.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, Tuesday night, I work till 11, so then I can just go over to GameStop. But no, it's fucking Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just go pick it up.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a game at midnight for a long time.
Yeah, same here.
I only get a game at midnight anymore, like I said, it's been a while, when, like, there's something going on. Because GameStops will, like, have DJ Hero all night, or...
DJ Hero's fun.
Or, like, you can win stuff, you know? Like, I won stuff for Halo 3 and shit like that, so... I don't go anymore just to be like, oh, waiting for the game, because I'm not going to play it at midnight anymore.
Yeah, that is very true.
The last GTA I got at midnight, GTA 4.
Yeah.
I got that at midnight.
Oh. I don't remember what I did with GTA 4. I know I had it for the Xbox first.
I did play that at midnight. I went to school the next day. It kind of sucked, but
I won't be able to play it till Wednesday night. I'll probably pick it up Tuesday, but I won't be able to play it till Wednesday night.
Yeah. I'll fucking play it right away. I'll probably get it on Tuesday and just play.
But I definitely want to have enough played to talk about it on the podcast on Sunday.
Yeah. I want to play multiplayer so bad, but it doesn't
enjoy
launch
the
for two
single
weeks.
Player, man. Enjoy the single player.
I can enjoy
there's
both,
so
but I want to play
much,
multiplayer first.
I don't think it's that big of a thing. Like, I don't.
I just want to. Hold on.
They hear the rustles down here. The this would be easy to find.
Yeah. So, yeah, I want to play multiplayer because we've been talking about it, and you should join our group, the Super Guys.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Awesome. Always super for every guy.
I almost joined Reddit's one, and then I was like, well, I know everyone's getting it on PS3, so I'll just do that.
Yeah, I really want to, like, be playing with Tyler or something, like, whip into, like, a gang hideout and be like, Super Guys, send the regards, and throw, like, a Molotov cocktail out and peel out and leave.
Oh, my God, we got to do that as groups. Just do gang fights.
Yeah, we do.
Just fuck shit up.
It's going to be awesome. And I hope my PS3 is fucking here for it.
I hope so.
We mentioned last week on the podcast, like, I was torn between PS3 and 360, and I was going to trade my Slim in for a PS4 or a PS3.
Oh.
I thought about it because I was like, at the time, I had the idea, like, I'm kind of done, you know? Like, what am I gonna get for Xbox?
Yeah.
So it's kind of done, right? And I could have traded it pretty much straight up for that 40 gig fatty. Because it was about 170 for trade in for the 360, 170 for the 40 gig. So I thought about doing it. I was thinking about it really hard. And actually, my dad talked me out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of all people.
What'd he say?
He talked me out of it. He actually convinced me to pay money.
Oh.
Well, I was like, I'm thinking about, you know, trading that my 360 for a PS3. And he's like, how much did the 360 cost you? I'm like, $400. He's like, you have like a bunch of games for it, though, don't you? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, how much did they cost? I'm like, most of them, $60. And he's like, so you probably, I mean, you can see behind you all the games I have. And so he's like, you probably got what, about a grand in it? Close to it? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, are you going to trade that for $170?
Yeah, that is true.
I was like, oh, you make a really good point. Yeah. He's like, is that investment really worth a used 40 gig PS3?
That's why after the PlayStation 2 generation, I kind of learned my lesson about selling things because I really regretted it. So that's why that picture I sent you, I have so many fucking games. Yeah. I don't sell any of them anymore.
I did sell something. I sold my 3DS because I don't play it.
You didn't have it that long.
I know, and I do this a lot. I buy handheld game consoles, play them for about 4 weeks, and then I don't touch them for 2 months. I need to stop buying handheld game consoles.
How much did you get for it?
Just shy of $100.
How much did you pay for it?
$200.
Did you do something with it?
Put it in the bank.
Oh, okay. Oh, they gave you money back? I thought they only gave store credit nowadays.
Nope. Not at Gamers.
Oh, okay.
Store credit's usually a little more. It was like $110 for store credit.
Ooh.
Yeah. And by then, I'd already convinced myself that I wasn't really going to buy anything there. So I was like, just give me cash. It's only, what, $20? It was less than $20 difference. So
gotcha.
By gas yesterday, so basically
it
went to a large chunk of my gas.
Oh, your gas, you gotta fill up that petrol engine of yours. Oh jeez.
Yeah. So I ordered my PS3 on the 8th, which was Sunday night. No, it couldn't have been the 8th, the 9th. So I ordered on the 9th, and it's shipping USPS priority mail, which is 2 to 3 days. And so it's
where's this coming from, by the way?
Arizona.
Alright.
And so it's 2 to 3 day delivery, and it's supposed to, they're like, oh, it's going to be here on September 12th. So I noticed on like September 11th that it hadn't updated since the 9th, and it kept saying it was in Arizona.
Oh my God. It's a sign.
It's a sign?
It was an airmail on September 11th.
But I went to actual USPS.com instead of eBay,
yeah.
And it had updated on September 11th, said it was in California. And it said estimated delivery the 16th.
Right.
But it hasn't updated since then. Like, nothing. And so, like, I'm just hoping they haven't updated the tracking rather than
maybe try it tomorrow morning or something. Or maybe
definitely.
You'll wake up and you'll be like,
yeah, it'll be on my doorstep.
Ah,
fuck yeah.
Demos.
Because that's why I asked to borrow a game, because if it was going to be here on the 12th, I was just going to be sitting here with the PS3. Like, well, there it is.
Yeah,
pointing at it. But if it's going to be here tomorrow, I can, you know, wait a day, get GTA.
Get it all set up, and then when you're like, you pop it and be like, oh boy.
I've made space for it, too.
Oh, geez.
I cleared out my entertainment stand. There's two blank, empty spots now.
Oh,
one for PS3, one for PS4. Which, by the way, I did finally do that pre-order of my PS4.
Did you? Nice. Yeah.
I paid the fucker off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Where'd you go for it?
Walmart. That was the only place still taking pre-orders.
Amazon has a pre-order bundle with two controllers that I was thinking about getting.
I went to Walmart because Tyler said he pre-ordered the Battlefield 4 bundle.
Oh,
and so I went there. I was like, "Hey, you guys are still taking PlayStation 4 pre-orders, right?" "Oh yeah." "You guys have the PS4 Battlefield 4 bundle?" "I'm not sure." "All right, just give me the PS4, fuck." Then I went to... The funny thing is, I went to GameStop to pre-order GTA 5. I knew they weren't taking PlayStation 4 pre-orders, so I went to Walmart, which is, like, next door, and pre-ordered the PlayStation 4. And then I went back to GameStop to pre-order Battlefield 4 and Watch Dogs.
Oh, Watch Dogs is going to be pretty.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you're back already?" I was like, "Well, the guy at Walmart..." I wasn't really sure what he's doing. I just went there and got the PS4. It felt weird at first because, like, they don't do it. They don't call it a pre-order. They call it, like, layaway, which...
Yeah.
Like,
it's, like, the same thing.
Like, I know what layaway is, but I feel like when they keep saying, like, "You want to put on layaway," I'm like, it'll be their launch day, right, though?
I want that.
Like, I don't plan on waltzing in, like, 3 days after it launches and being like, "Hey, is my layaway ready?" "No, dude, I'm going to be here the day." The day launches. Let's see. Stuff. A lot of GTA spoilers out there.
Yeah.
Leaks and stuff.
Yeah. I've basically stayed off gaming Reddit because, I don't want that shit spoiled for me.
Yeah, I was on 4chan's V and they were had screenshots.
That's where I saw that it was coming from was V.
They had like screenshots of people's streams and stuff. I was like, no.
Yeah.
So I've been not going to V.
Yeah.
I was going to imager.com/r/GTA and just to see, you know, pictures and stuff. But now it's like shit that's happening in the game. I was like, oh fuck, no.
Because the first one I saw was that cabin that everyone was freaking out about.
Fucking cabin.
And I saw there's like a close up of the cabin. I'm like, somebody has this game out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is an in-game screenshot.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to avoid that. Like, I'm going to play the fucking hell out of this game when it comes out the day.
Oh, yeah.
Play the fuck out of it.
Game so hard.
It's going to be warm.
Yeah, definitely. Now I can't wait for the PS4 to come out either, now that I got that all pre-ordered.
It's going to be a good fucking console, man.
Battlefield 4 is going to be nuts.
Yeah. 64 players on a console.
Yeah.
Son.
I mentioned last week, like, I wasn't sure if everyone was getting Battlefield 4, because the last game I think we all got together was Bad Company.
Oh, really?
A couple of us had Bad Company, too, but not as much as had Bad Company. And so I was like, because I don't know. I play a lot with my friends, and, like, even if I like a game, if none of my friends have it, it's kind of hard to get it.
Makes sense.
Because I want to play multiplayer, and so
I've come from a generation of nobody had PS3s, so I just played everything by myself.
Yeah.
So now I have to get used to playing with people.
Actually having people to play with.
Yeah.
Like, before you start a game, be like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'll see if someone's on.
Oh, Matt's on.
Hey, let's play.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to find the fucking... Oh, there it is. Hopefully this is still going.
Damn it!
Yeah?
I was looking at the two controller Amazon bundle pre-order. I think it might be a little too late.
Yeah, you might want to get to Walmart.
Yeah. I'll find it.
Because I don't know how long they're going to be doing that.
Yeah. I'll pick it up eventually. I'm not too... Like, I'm going to get a PS4, but...
Don't be that guy.
What?
We're all waiting on you to get a PS4, and you're like,
play without
me. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Come
I'm
on, Andy.
Get it.
Come on, Andy, play with us. Well, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it now. Luckily, Sony has said they're going to try and make PS4s available.
Yeah, I did see that.
So
that'd be nice.
Don't know how many. So.
Everybody gets two extra.
Yeah. You guys get two PS4s. Hope they're gone.
Maybe I'll try Toys R Us.
I never thought about Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Or you could just fucking try Walmart, Andy.
I don't like to buy electronics from Walmart, quite honestly.
Well, Andy, your hand has pretty much been forced.
No?
Yeah?
I'm going to try Toys R Us, son.
Like,
who the fuck goes to Toys R Us to buy video games anymore?
Very few people.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the
point. That's where I bought my last my PlayStation, was at Toys R Us.
It's getting to the point where the only person left, or the only place left to get it from, is the Empire.
I will call around. I'll figure something out, man.
Call right now, Andy.
No, I don't want to call.
Call right now.
I will not call right now.
Call Toys R Us.
I'm gonna throw a water bottle at your computer. Then we'll see who's laughing.
Because I want to know. Because if they say no, I'm gonna be like, Andy, go to Walmart.
Do you want me to make a call? I'll call him. I will call him on speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, you know what? Let's do that. Which Toys R Us do you want?
I want the Oakview Toys R Us.
That is still there.
Yeah.
That's funny, because that's like the first thing that should have gone.
The other one's down on Dodge, like 80th and Dodge, 78th and Dodge.
All right. There's their phone number. Don't worry, just making a phone call here on 3A Combo Podcast, and Andy's going to see if Toys R Us has a PlayStation 4 pre-order. If they do, good for him. If they don't, I'm going to say something. Phone's ringing right now. Let's see what's going to happen. I'm trying to clear the dead air, but I don't want to be talking over Andy when he's on the phone.
That'd be fun if they don't pick up. Hey, I was wondering, are you guys taking pre-orders on the PlayStation 4?
I'll ask just a moment.
All right.
LaShonda, are we taking pre-orders?
I'm sorry about that. No, we are not.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
You know what you need to do, Andy.
Was it the 180th Walmart you went to?
168th, but... 168 Maple.
Oh! Okay.
You know, the one near my house.
Sorry, I forget I forget where you live. Even though I know exactly where you live.
But I'm sure both have them available. Actually, the 168th one, I know for a fact have them, because they have a little, like, stand that says, pre-order your PlayStation 4 here.
I'll try my 180th one since that's closer to me.
Call them, Andy.
Do you really want me to call
them? No,
him?
I don't want you.
Nobody
to call
ever fucking picks up.
And when they do, they don't know.
Yeah, they're like, what? Who?
You have to like go in and then they
you
have to
like. Think gamers is taking any?
You know what? I don't know, but gamers is ass.
Really? I actually like dealing with gamers more than GameStop. Just because GameStop is the empire.
GameStop is the empire.
So I kind of like to do the local bros.
Walmart's the empire-iest empire.
Yeah. This is also a big week in electronics for me. Getting an iPhone on Friday.
That's right. Yeah. They came out with the iPhone again.
Yeah. I don't care. It's new to me. I've had my old laggy one for a while now. Andy gets an upgrade.
Yeah. We'll actually be getting to that in technology news. I played Pathfinder this week.
All right.
I don't really have anything like super great of note. We didn't really do anything super special. Now, we did kill a pure werewolf. And actually, that was my time to shine because I was the only one with a silver weapon.
Were you not stuck in the back, though?
I was for a while.
Oh, okay.
We were fighting a pure werewolf. I haven't been able to clear my throat for like 6 weeks.
Must be all that dick you're sucking.
Shut up. So, we were fighting a pure werewolf and like four other were animals. And everyone was kind of going to town on those. And like Tyler, our strongest person, was going to town on the werewolf. And
sounds hot.
Yeah, Austin was pretty much letting him know, like, you're not hurting him. You're not hurting him. You are not hurting him. Like, you cleave him and create a big wound and it heals instantly. And I'm like, I know what to do. But the thing is, everyone's getting hurt. So I'm like running around going, you are healed. You are healed.
Ah.
You are healed. And so we got this big fucking guy. So like finally, when all the other enemies are defeated, I was able to fight this thing with my silver dagger. I did quite a bit of damage, but then I rolled either I rolled a 1 or it rolled a 20. I don't remember, but either way, I could only do non-lethal damage for 3 rounds.
So I'm like, shitty.
So we did this fucking thing that was like pretty dangerous, because the only silver weapon was my silver dagger. That was it.
All right.
And me and Tyler 2s are flanking the werewolf. Basically, it was in the middle of us.
All right.
And I was like, Tyler, I am going to throw my dagger to you. So we both roll, succeed. I threw the dagger over the werewolf to Tyler, and he caught it.
Nice.
And Tyler was able to do the last couple blows to finish him off.
That would have sucked.
The worst thing ever, if I would have rolled a 1, like Austin said, the werewolf would have grabbed the dagger.
Oh,
so the
God.
Only weapon to kill the werewolf with is in his possession.
That would have been shitty.
That would have been shitty. That would have been very shitty. And then we made it to the end of that certain dungeon. We found the first gold plate we're supposed to find. I had to fight a succubus for it.
How was that?
Difficult, but not difficult. Like, it was a tough fight, but we kind of knew what to do. Like, no one really got fucked.
Oh, all right.
She did take control of Tyler's mind, and Tyler was hurting people.
Whoa!
Fucking Tyler Swanson. We are, like, she works for Lilith, which, if you guys remember from all my Pathfinder stories, we don't like Lilith. But she's always, like, trying to... She's always, like, trying to make us do jobs and stuff, and... We've already established that we don't like Lilith, but sometimes we're still like, well, we don't want to piss off Lilith. Fuck Lilith, you know? We've established we don't want to work with her. Why are we trying to, like, tiptoe around her anymore?
Yeah.
But, so, you know, we were sent by the Inquisitors to find the gold plates. This succubus was sent by Lilith to find the gold plate.
Ah.
So we found her, and I used my new Zone of Truth spell.
Ooh.
To get truth from her, and I got the truth that, yeah, she's a demon. Yeah, she was sent by Lilith. No, she doesn't know how to open the door. So we fight her. Pretty standard fight.
Right.
But fucking Tyler Swanson, like, near the end of the fight, for some reason, here's the funniest part. When we got in there, before we even knew any information, he was gung-ho about fighting this bitch. He was just like, this is a fighter. And then when we get all this information about who she is, finally, I begrudging him, like, yeah, you know, we're going to have to fight her. We can't do anything else. If we open the door, she's just going to run in and try and take it anyway. So
yeah.
Let's just fight her. And then near the end of the battle, Tyler's like, I want to parlay, which means talk her down, you know, be like, hold on, let's stop fighting. Like, we've been fighting for so long, and you're going to be like, hold on.
Stop.
Yeah, stop. It was like two turns later that she died.
We're oh my God.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just like he wasted a turn. Like, if someone would have died, because I know Austin would have said something like, she was almost dead.
Yeah.
And if someone would have died, I would have been pissed at Tyler for not taking the opportunity to kill her when he had the chance. Austin also has a habit of wanting enemies to get away.
Really?
Yeah, because this was like the third time where we had our final blow was very strong. And he was like, Austin was like, ah. He's like, if you would have done one HP less, she would have got away. I was like, fuck yeah, motherfucker.
One HP?
Kill the succubus. Austin's also starting to take the training wheels off. Sometimes we joke about things we would do, but they would be stupid.
Yeah.
And he's kind of taking the training wheels off that if we don't seem like we're joking, like, oh, you killed the enemy. Oh, yeah, okay, now I want to dress it up in a tutu. Okay, roll. No, Austin, I was just getting roll. And his friend was like, after we killed the succubus, he's like, okay, now I want to have sex with it. And Austin's like, roll. We're like, oh, you don't have sex with a succubus's dead body.
And so did he roll?
He rolled, and then Austin rolled, and he's like, looked at him, and he kind of looked back at Austin, like, he's like, you don't get sickened.
That's good shit.
Yeah, so you gotta kind of watch your mouth now around Austin.
Dun, dun, dun. You'll be hanging out, not playing it, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go home. Roll.
Yeah, roll. Roll to go home.
Roll, bitch.
One.
Looks like you're staying here tonight.
You get to stay in my basement. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to learn you how to play putt ball.
I was hoping you'd say putt ball. I was like, that sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Putt ball. Step one, never tell your parents. Step two, never tell your parents.
Putt ball just sounds horrible.
It's so funny coming off the tongue.
Butt ball.
Butt ball. Got it from an episode of Game Grumps. They're playing Dennis the Menace.
Butt ball.
And they're pretending to be Mr. Wilson. And he's like, Mrs. the Menace, Dennis came over to my house and fell down the stairs again. Again! And he's like, Dennis, sorry I yelled at you just there. What I'm going to do now, I'm going to learn you how to play butt ball.
I'm going to learn ya.
Yeah, he's learned ya. It was funny. Shit, we've been going really long. You want to go into gaming?
Yes.
All right, let's do that. Fuck, we rambled.
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting the game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting the game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Who was that was just talking?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know anymore. All right, a video game drops in 8 days. Andy, what is it?
8 days?
8 days. Angry Video Game Nerd Adventures.
Oh.
Coming in 8 days.
Oh, it's coming out on a Friday?
September 23rd, which is a Monday.
Oh.
8 days?
Oh, 8 days, yeah.
7 days from now would be next Sunday, right. Plus one with Monday.
Just say how much it's going to be.
$14.99.
I'll wait for it on sale.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this game's like quite an undertaking.
I know. I'm just cheap.
You can get it with the soundtrack for $19.99.
Nice. Or you could pull the soundtrack out of the game files.
You could. So that'll be interesting. The game looked fun. I played the
demo. Looked
the
pretty
demo
cool.
At SGC. It was pretty sweet. PayPal is to adjust their policy on crowdfunding. They said, quote, we're talking to major crowdfunding players that we work with to put in place a permanent solution that avoids unnecessary account limitations. But making this work for all stakeholders, contributors, entrepreneurs, crowdfunding sites, and us is pretty complicated.
Yeah, PayPal's got a good knack of shutting all that down. All that money go away now.
PayPal annoys me.
Yeah, but PayPal's got a pretty good stronghold on the internet.
That's why it annoys me. Because if PayPal doesn't like something, which happens,
yeah,
then you're fucked.
Yeah.
People aren't going to want to do other shady means. Well, even if it's not shady, anything that's not PayPal has become shady.
Yeah, I don't really, like, if it's not PayPal, I'm like...
Yeah, so it's just like...
Yeah.
You know, I remember this one article I read, just this whole long fucking article about this guy who, over the internet, bought some code from a guy.
Right.
But this guy had also used codes for porn websites. So that guy was shut down, and in association with him, the guy who bought the code for just, you know, his random fucking website, got his PayPal account also shut down. But the thing is, PayPal's a rule where you cannot make other PayPal accounts once you shut yours down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, no, you have been banned from PayPal or something. And he said it's like been the bane of his existence because he can't do transactions. Like, this guy who just bought a fucking piece of code is now screwed because PayPal is like, oh, we don't like porn websites.
Oh, that's shitty.
Yeah.
That is I know shitty. They're not the best company to deal with.
They are not the best company to deal with. Rumor, Microsoft's new personal assistant app is named Cortana. I almost like want it now just be like, Cortana.
Yeah.
Cortana, call Toys R Us. Ask if they have PS4s.
That'd be cool if it was Cortana's voice.
You know, it'd be fucking sweet if for like the alarm, it's just her loud, you know, slowly getting louder going, Chief. Chief, like for the Halo 4 launch commercial.
So many people would just have, they'd be like, Cortana, call me Master Chief.
Yeah.
Call me Chief.
What is your name, Chief?
I can't do that, Chief. Show me your boobs, Cortana.
Please, Cortana. Cortana wants to see your blue boobs.
Oh, they're so Smurf-like.
They fucking really sexualized her.
Yes, they did. For Halo 4. I did see pictures of her. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
right.
The whole time I was playing the game, every time she came up, I was like, damn. Fuck.
Cortana, why you gotta be like that?
Yeah, they really upgraded her firmware.
Ha!
That wasn't the joke. The joke was, and then I upgraded mine. Because she did mention, for people that played Halo 4, well, Chief was in Stasis. She upgraded his firmware. I can only assume she did something with hers.
We have a firm baby.
You like it, Chief? I wasn't a sex object before you went into Stasis, and now I am. Check out these fucking hips. Chief, you know, this obviously asexual super soldier is like, I don't give a shit. Let's get out of here. Give me guns. I just want Chief to look at me.
Not the most perfect relationship.
No, that relationship is pretty rocky. Well, actually, no, the relationship is not rocky. But if they were doing what I was just saying and she wants Chief to like look at her because she wants to start going steady with Chief or something, it's like, you got a lot of emotional boundaries to get over to date Master Chief. So tell me about when you were taken from your home and put into a super soldier program where you were supposed to quell earthlings rising up in riots and shit like that. Oh, well, you know, they told me to kill people. But the Covenant came, and things kind of changed, and
look at that.
Not a lot of people know what we were intended for.
But I'm a hero.
Microsoft secures Xbone.com.
I saw that headline.
And Major Nelson's not very happy.
Because it's Xbone?
He said, I don't like it. It disrespects the teams that have put thousands of hours already into the development of the product. Sure, it's cheeky, but I don't care for it myself.
Shut up.
How old is Major Nelson?
I think he's in his 40s.
Major Nelson is too old.
Yeah, too old for gaming. Get out of here.
He's looked really old. Like, he's not like Adam Sessler or something, who started young and then became old. Major Nelson just dropped in old.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because Adam Sessler, you know, like, just because he got older, you've seen him grow up with it.
Yeah.
Major Nelson was like, he seemed like he was 40, and one day Microsoft was like, hey, you're a good PR guy.
Yeah. Go out there.
Yeah. What's really funny is it seems like Microsoft went with the name the Xbox One, because you know how people call the Xbox 360 the 360?
Yeah.
They were hoping that people would call the Xbox One the One.
Oh, my God.
But instead, people are calling it X-Bone.
The One.
And that Russell, at least Major Nelson's Jimmy's.
Pretty. I bet he was at home like those. I've been rustled.
Yeah. Valve reveals Steam's newest feature called Family Sharing. Did you see this?
I did see that.
Wow.
I didn't look into it, but...
As a part of Steam's upcoming 10th anniversary celebration, Valve has announced a new major feature for their digital distribution service called Family Sharing. This new feature was also revealed to contain a few similarities with Microsoft's original plans for the Xbox One. The new feature will allow the owner of the account the ability to share their entire game library with up to 10 authorized people.
That's pretty cool.
Fuck.
10.
The account owner has top priority when it comes to playing the games, and only one person at a time can use the account.
They said that with the PS3 when I could share games. Mm-hmm. They said only one could be on at a time. That's a lie. So I don't know. Maybe Steam can integrate it better, but PS3, they didn't integrate it.
While an entire game library is shareable, Valve has stated there are several restrictions which might make certain games unshareable in account's library. These include any games that run on a subscription-based service or require third-party accounts in order to play. Which, you know, I guess makes sense.
Yeah. So. Damn.
Very interesting, which I know there's some people on Twitter after Xbox One removed their sharing feature that were pissed. They're like, oh, the future of gaming. You guys are setting gaming back years by complaining about used games. Well, fucking Steam's doing it now, so yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Steam's a pretty good platform, too.
Yes. Yes, Steam is great. I heard some people bitching the other day about Steam. Like,
really?
He's like, you guys can just stop pretending that Steam isn't DRM. Which, yeah, okay, technically it is, because you have to get on Steam to play certain games. Like, you have to get on the Steam client and log into your account.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's not a problem with DRM. There's a problem with invasive DRM or restrictive DRM.
Yeah.
Just because I have to log into Steam to play my Steam games really doesn't piss me off.
Steam acts as a DRM, but at the same time, it's a platform. So
yeah.
Call me your balls.
You know, unlike Ubisoft, which had a... God, which game
Uplay.
Was it?
Uplay. Oh.
Not Uplay. It was before Uplay.
Oh.
One of their games, I'm forgetting, like Driver San Francisco, was that an Ubisoft game?
I have no
For some
idea.
Reason, that sticks out in my head. But regardless, it doesn't matter what fucking game it was. You installed the game, and it like checked the game install, your hard drive, and your graphics card.
Yeah, that's what it was, the graphics card
one. And so if you changed your graphics card, it wouldn't let you play your fucking game.
Yeah.
That's the kind of DRM nobody likes.
Yes, I forgot about the graphics card one.
Mm-hmm.
That one was a dick.
Yeah. That was a dick. I didn't even play it, and I was pissed. Rockstar Games is investigating early unauthorized GTA 5 sales. Rockstar says, we are in the process of investigated early sales to determine how and why that is occurring.
Somebody goofed.
Somebody goofed.
I remember getting Gears of War 2 like a day before.
Yeah, I remember that too. You texted me the picture.
Gears of War 2 and Metallica in one night. That was a good night.
That was right. I was going to say you went to some sort of concert that night. That's kind of the bonus sometimes about pre-ordering a game online. Sometimes it ships early enough that you get it like the day before.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm a little skittish about pre-ordering things online, because if there's just any delay, then
I'm
be like, fuck, god damn it. I got to wait one more goddamn day. It was supposed to be here today.
I got a Little Big Planet, the first one. I got that one 3 days in advance. The servers weren't even turned on yet.
Wow.
And yeah, so I could play it, but at the same time, I couldn't sync anything.
And finally, for gaming news, Andy, NBC Universal has announced that G4 will live on.
I saw that.
1 year and 2 days ago, NBC Universal announced that G4 would become the Esquire network. Well, two cancellations of shows, a bunch of layoffs, and one delay later, G4 lives. Even though Attack of the Show and X-Play won't exist anymore,
Oh, all right.
Fucking hell. As well as their on-air talent. NBC Universal decided to leave things as it is and let G4 still be G4 and give the Esquire Network branding to the Style Network.
All right.
According to The Hollywood Reporter, G4 is expected to remain as is for the foreseeable future, though it is highly unlikely that the company will invest any more original programming. Stotsky will remain in charge of that network as well as Esquire, which will remain his primary focus in regard to time, energy, and resources.
All right. So is it just going to play replays then?
I guess.
G4, the replay station.
They should, if they would fucking go back to shows like Icons and, how was that show about cheats and games? It wasn't Cheaters. Cheaters was another fucking thing they started putting on when they started playing shows like Cops.
Yeah. Cheaters is sometimes funny because the situations are hilarious.
I wasn't doing nothing. Lenny, your dick is out.
I swear.
All right, that'll do it for gaming news. Andy, let's go on technology.
All right.
How do you kill that which has no life?
It's time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news
on 3-Hit Combo.
First up in technology news, Apple has revealed a new phone with a different coat of paint and everyone's going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it.
Now, they released two versions, the 5S, which will be the first 64-bit chip in a smartphone. It tested twice as fast as the iPhone 5. It will also have a new feature, a motion coprocessor that will let the phone be used as a fitness tracker.
And will track you at all points in time.
Yeah.
But
so,
I'm okay with
so
it.
So when it comes to the fitness tracker thing, welcome to about a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, when they touted that feature, I'm like, that's kind of old.
Yes, there will be fingerprint unlock screens as well.
Yeah, that's cool. The only thing that really got me was it's really cool that they're pushing the 64-bit design. I never really thought about smartphones being 64-bit to begin with, so, I mean, good for them for pushing it. I'm not... They're not revolutionary anymore.
When I read it, I just kind of want to ask them, like, what exactly is that going to do?
They can read double the lines of code as the same... It can read twice as much code as it can in the same time that a 32-bit would.
I know, but... Is it worth the increased cost of the phone to get a 64-bit architecture?
The phone hasn't increased the price.
It's a new phone, yeah.
It's a new phone, but you can still get... Well, if you get it on contract, you can still get it for the same price.
You know not everyone's getting it on contract. There are people that get iPhones every year.
I know, those people are fucking...
And they're paying like $700 every year for a new iPhone. Now, they did also announce the iPhone 5C, are colorful iPhones said are unapologetically plastic. That is a quote.
John Ives, the English motherfucker that can like sell you like poop.
I don't get the colors because you know everyone gets a fucking case for it anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, so yay, they're colorful.
That's why people are like, are you going to get the champagne? I'm like, I'm going to get the black because I'm getting a case.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, I'm sure glad I got this blue iPhone 5C. I'm going to put my white case over it. And
no, they're white and blue. Oh!
Forget about the blue.
Yeah. And it's a new phone. I'm just happy. I haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, I got a new phone. You know what happened to me? The screen cracked.
I don't got dogs.
Yeah, fuck. phone. It's hard to read shit on it.
I bet.
Especially in the sun.
It's
already hard enough as it is, but then when you got all these cracks in it, fuck.
Fucking light diffusion!
All right, Andy. The world's first 3D printed gun is already in a museum.
Is it really? Do they have a picture of it?
Yep. World's first 3D printed gun.
That's not how I thought it would look.
What do you think it would look like?
Like a gun.
It looks like
a flare gun.
It does kind of look like a flare gun.
Yeah. Or one of those hand staplers.
Speaking of guns, I bought a couple airsoft guns. If you want to shoot each other next week.
I have some airsoft. Did you get the insane ones?
No, they're not true airsoft guns because they're spring loaded. Mm. They don't have compressed air. But I went to shityoucanafford.com.
Shityoucanafford.com.
Yeah. And they were selling an airsoft Uzi for like $2.50. So I went to the Amazon store to buy it. I was like, fuck yeah, I'll buy it. And they're like, you can buy this, an airsoft handgun, and 1,000 BBs for
$6.50. $6.50?
Yes.
Shit
you can. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Shit you can afford? Is that really what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Y-O-U or U?
I believe it's Y-O-U.
Oh, yeah, there it is right there. Huh.
It's just stuff on Amazon for $20 or less.
Oh, it's on Amazon? That's beautiful.
Yeah, they got like the Japanese Kit Kat, the tea Kit Kat. 1 pound of gummy worms is $3.99.
That's pretty bomb.
USB-powered plasma balls, $8.14.
Glow-in-the-dark frisbees. Oh, toilet bowl coffee mug.
A Noyatron is $10.99. Glow-in-the-dark toilet paper, $7.55.
Radioactive coffee mug.
Oh, God. Let's see. Four-plug mini outlet, $17.40.
Let's look at gadgets.
Rainbow flame crystals, $4.52. Raver LED light gloves. They're LEDs on your fingers, like $3.29.
Huh. You can get a powerful green laser pointer for $3.81.
World's smallest solar-powered car, $1.26.
The Annoyatron.
The Aquanote. Bottle opener case for iPhone, $12.91. That just screams alcoholic.
Yeah.
If you got a bottle opener on your phone.
You can get a stun gun for $10.
Yes. What about a net gun?
Dude, I always wanted to buy a fucking net gun so
bad.
Yeah,
me too. Horse head mask, $22.99. Hey, that's over $20.
Yeah. iPhone fan dock. All right.
So yeah, a lot of cool stuff here. Batman brake lights. 1,500 ladybugs.
1,500 live ladybugs?
For $5.50.
I don't know what I would do. Actually, I'd be a dick with that. I'd release that somewhere.
You should do that for your wedding.
Fly!
You are now man and wife. Release the ladybugs. Blackwater.
Oh, I just saw the Raver LED gloves.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, cool website, shityoucanafford.com.
That is pretty cool. Russian roulette water balloon. Oh, that's pretty cool.
So here's something that we all pretty much knew, but Netflix came out and said it. They follow torrent trends.
Netflix. Do they?
Mm-hmm. And that determines what shows they buy.
Huh.
They said, quote, certainly there's some torrenting that goes on, and that's true around the world, but some of us think that just creates demand. Netflix is so much easier than torrenting. You don't have to deal with files. You don't have to download them and move them around. You can just click and watch.
Huh. That's actually pretty smart of them.
Which I agree with them, to be honest. Like, I would much rather, if I can get a TV show instantly at a reasonable price, I would much rather do that than torrent it.
I saw a really interesting article. How much would you pay to get a Netflix-like experience, but it was like the ultimate experience? Like, it was TV, movies, premium cable, all that. How much would you pay a month?
A lot.
I'd probably pay $50 a month.
I'd probably pay more than that.
If it literally replaced, like, if it replaced Netflix, Hulu, all that, if it replaced one thing, like, say Netflix seriously became like insanely.
Well, and the reason I've actually been looking into CenturyLink's Prism TV.
And
I know for their mid-tier that you can get, you know, a bunch of channels for like $88 a month.
Uh-huh.
I would easily pay $100 a month for what you just said.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. Because
that includes premium channels and shit like that. Yeah.
Like HBO, Showtime, Easy. Sundance, all that. Yeah. A lot of people did say $100.
Mm-hmm.
We might get a CenturyLink Fiber.
Yeah, we're going to do that too.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to do that soon. Should be next month.
A CenturyLink guy came to our house, and I guess it's cheaper too than what we're paying at Cox. So.
Yeah, my dad basically gave me the Cox bill, and he said, hey, make it lower than this. And so, yeah, I called him, and I was like, yeah, how much would it cost to bundle your new Prism TV with fiber? And I'm like, oh, yeah. about $20 cheaper than what you're paying now. And like, that's not much cheaper, but the value goes way up. So
yeah, nice.
So fuck yeah,
fiber.
Yeah, my parents were talking about doing it soon. I told them about it. I'm like, let's do it. And they're like, all right, sweet, yeah, we'll do it soon. And then my mom was saying something like, she gets her knee scoped in like mid October, and she's like, maybe we can go to the CenturyLink store then and talk to somebody. I was like, that's too long.
I need fiber now.
Yeah, we're waiting too long. Voyager 1 is now the first man-made object to reach interstellar space.
Which, that's pretty damn cool.
It has left the influence of the sun.
That's pretty cool. What if somebody returns it?
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be fucking scary if it just came back in?
Yeah, like, they're fucking watching. Like,
yeah.
It's coming back.
What?
The fuck?
Or, like... A couple months later, it just starts reentering and starts coming back towards Earth. We're like, oh, fuck.
That's, you know what's kind of creepy is, like, say it comes back at the same speed and, like, returns to Earth. We'd have to wait, like, 35 years to see what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be true. Or with, they can somehow get communication.
Like, what if it's, like, you know, like an alien scratch, like,
yeah,
faggots on the side of Voyager 1.
Well, I guess aliens are 14-year-old boys.
It does come with a record that has, like...
Oh, yeah.
Music of Earth and pictures of Earth and stuff like that.
I remember reading that.
Yeah. What if it just comes back with a note that says your music sucks or something like that?
Send Skrillex.
Send Skrillex. Pretty damn cool. It's pretty cool that after its original mission, they found shit for it to do.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're done doing what you were supposed to do. Why don't you... Get out of
here. Go to the ends of the universe.
Yeah.
Fly.
All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news. Let's get into news.
Good. Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
They have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
All right, so a Mexican food restaurant out of Litchfield, Arizona... caused a bloody diarrhea outbreak. Yep. But don't worry, Andy. They apologized for it. They're offering on September 16th, tomorrow, free burritos. They just had a bloody diarrhea outbreak, and they're like, here, we're sorry. Eat a burrito. No.
Who is this again?
It's a Mexican restaurant in Litchfield, Arizona. Okay. Federico's Mexican Food.
Oh, my God. What happened?
They had a bloody
like did it, there's no more details? Like, oh, this is what happened.
No. They
like,
they
oh, had we a, used they, some bad meat or
they had
something.
A bloody diarrhea outbreak.
Oh, man.
74 patrons had grossly bloody bouts of diarrhea. After eating at the restaurant.
It does kind of suck.
Yeah. And so on September 16th, they're giving away free burritos.
And come back and have it all over again.
Reminds me of that South Park episode.
Yeah, the Chipotle one.
Yeah. You know it gives you blood in your stool, but yeah, you still eat it.
Dude, Chipotle is pretty good.
Have you ever had a cow?
Yeah.
Chipotle's all right.
I like Qdoba better.
I mean, no, actually, I'm not going to say it's all right. Chipotle is good, but it's not like... I don't know. A lot of people talking like it's the fucking body of Christ.
No,
or something.
It's not the body of Christ. It's just I enjoy it. Like every once in a while, I drive by Chipotle and I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
You know what always bothered me is how Emily Peterson said Chipotle. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
It's not fucking Chipotle. Flip the fucking LNT. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
She'd always say that about the Chipotle chicken. Hey, you make a Chipotle chicken? A fucking what?
You know what? I remember you telling me the story about Baber pooping her pants, and I laughed. I got a good laugh at Panera. I'm like, no one here. I could not tell the story to anyone here, and they would know. Josh?
That story, though, you can tell to people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they may not know her, but...
She pooped her pants.
Come on. It just slipped out.
Have you? I hope she doesn't listen to this. I like Baber. She's nice. But have you seen her fiance?
I don't really give a shit if she listens to
this. Anyways, have you seen her fiance?
No.
It looks like gravity pushed all his facial features right into the middle of his face. And he has a lot of surrounding extra face.
He's just got extra face.
Yeah, it looks like everything just got pushed to the center and there's a lot of extra face.
Do you think Baber's marrying him so she can like walk around with a dry erase mark and be like, fuck, I need to make a note. Write this on your forehead here.
Thanks, honey.
Got a little extra space.
I was trying to remember. Someone else just got engaged that I was like, are you fucking... I know Mara's married now.
Yeah. That's going to last.
Kelly's lasted.
Well, they're Mormons. Of course it's going to last.
Sister wives.
They could beat each other and that marriage is going to last.
Sister wives.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, TJ and Kelly. TJ used to be actually a really good friend of mine. So I haven't talked to him in a long time, of course. After high school, he went and did his thing. But, yeah, we used to be pretty close buds, so... He would never lay a hand on her. And given the fact they're Mormon, he probably hasn't. Fuck, I'm sorry. God damn, I'm sorry.
All right, back to news. And let's get out of this dark.
A friend of my sister's, though, has been dating someone. She's 22. No, she'll be 22 when she gets married. She's dating this guy 6 months. They're going to get married.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, reception's in a barn. No, not making that up. Bridesmaids are wearing cowboy boots. Yeah.
Camilla's sister-in-law's sister had a camo tux. Yeah, it was a camo wedding, like bright orange camouflage. Yep. Her dad almost didn't go to the wedding because it was on the first day of hunting season.
Oh, come
on. So he left halfway through. I know, isn't that fucking bad?
It's stupid.
It is. It's very
That's stupid. Like, look, I get it. You like hunting. You know what I like? Nebraska fucking football. I'm not going to have like a Go Big Red wedding.
I bet someone has.
I'm sure someone has. But no.
How about them Skurs too?
Fuck the Skurs. I am so goddamn sick of them. I'm not even joking. I'm so fucking sick of them. Because yeah, I get it. You guys do win a lot of games. You win a lot of fucking games. But you don't win any fucking game that matters.
That is very true.
They win like 10 games every year, which a lot of schools would kill for.
Yeah.
But anytime we come up against someone tough, we get blown the fuck out.
I left when it was 7-3. I'm like, all right, the Huskers are ahead. Nice.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, it was like 42 something.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck happened?
I know a lot of people are calling for Pelini to get fired. I don't think he should be fired, though.
Just like... That poor fucking dude. I'm surprised Nebraska has such a good football team for the amount of fucking hatred that comes towards them.
Yeah, the thing is with Pelini, the reason I don't want him to get fired is because he's Tom Osborne in the 80s. Wins 10 games every year, but didn't really win anything to show for it. But they let Osborne stick around. Eventually, he won 3 national championships. So.
Yeah.
Who I think should be fired is that fucking defensive coordinator, John Papuchis.
Why?
Because their defense sucks.
I saw that.
It's the worst it's been, like, ever. And really? Since he's been here. Yeah. But everyone talks about him. He's 35. So everyone's like, what a great young coach. He's an up-and-comer. He's a great leader. His defense is ass.
Hey, what was that one game that you said ended weird on Facebook?
Oh, Wisconsin-Arizona State. There was 18 seconds left, and Wisconsin was trying to get it to the middle of the field for their kicker to kick a field goal. They would have won by a point.
Yeah.
Well, they snapped the ball, and the quarterback runs kind of towards the middle of the field, and instead of taking a knee, he just puts the ball down, which is a fumble. But the refs didn't call it a fumble. Arizona State jumped on it because they thought it was a fumble. Yeah. But then stayed on the ball. So, like, because, you know, when you know the refs have to set the ball for play.
Yeah.
Well, they stayed on the ball, and it was killing time. So if you're not going to call it a fumble, if they're staying on the ball, then you got to call that a delay game on the defense.
Yeah.
Which would have stopped the clock. But they didn't call that either. And so Wisconsin's trying to hurry up and hurry up and hurry up and snap the ball, and the ref's just like, hold on, just wait, just wait. And by the time he set the ball, there was 0 seconds left.
Did they lose?
They lost.
Oh.
Now.
That's kind of shitty on both sides.
That's really shitty. Look, either team would have been pissed off.
Yeah.
Because right now Wisconsin's pissed off because they were trying to hurry up for a field goal and the ref was like, hold on, just wait, just wait, just wait. Yeah. Oh, time's out. But if they would have let him kick the field goal and win, Arizona State would rightfully be pissed because that was a fumble. Yeah. You can't just set the ball down on the ground. You have to kneel. You're not That's down. Weird. That's a live ball.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Back on track.
A man with the self-proclaimed nickname Hot Cock is in water, hot water for allegedly getting naked and attempting to have sex with a Land Rover.
A Land Rover?
Yep. You happy we moved on?
Yeah, I am.
A court in Wales, UK recently convicted Daniel Cooper, 24, of indecent exposure. He was banned from going outside between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays for the next 3 months.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. Nothing. Staying home with my Land Rover. The order stems from an August 18th incident where Cooper, who is known by the nickname Hot Cock, was caught on surveillance video getting naked and grinding against a blue 4x4 Land Rover.
Jesus. I wonder if he's one of those people that sexually like cars or he just did enough cocaine.
There is a great documentary on YouTube about people who are attracted to cars.
You were telling me about that. Oh, I watched it.
Oh,
that
my
God. I also watched the documentary, The Most Hated Family in the World.
I can't watch that.
I had more jaw-dropping moments in that movie than like serious thriller movies. Like, I'm just like,
yeah.
I could not fathom in my mind that these people weren't acting this fucking serious, that this was not real. But
yeah, it's
so fucking real.
It is literally unbelievable.
Yeah. There's this one part, she's like, "You're going to hell." I'm laughing at you. "You're going to hell."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You believe I'm going to hell?" She's like, "You're gonna die and go to hell. You're gonna burn in hell." I'm like, she's really fucking serious.
Yeah. It just the shit they fucking believe. I was watching this one documentary about Nazis that live in the United States. And, you know, he was just kind of sitting around talking with them.
You mean neo-Nazis? Or like Nazis from 19 World War II Nazis?
Well, neo-Nazis are Nazis.
I guess so, but...
I mean, these weren't like skinheads or anything, so... Okay. They were just people who didn't like Jews.
All right.
And, you know, he was doing, you know, the guy doing the documentary was just sitting there kitchen, you know, asking him questions, and their fucking mom is putting tape on the floor in the shape of a swastika, and the kids are dancing around it. And so he's asking why, like, why are you doing this? And she starts getting all pissed. She's like, "You told me to act normally." He's like, "I am. I'm just asking you fucking questions. Why would you put a swastika on the floor?" And she was like, "Oh, because some people might be offended." Yeah, that fucking symbol was associated with the death of millions of people. Yeah, some people might be fucking offended, you dumb bitch.
I know, and the same thing, the Westboro is one, he's like, "Do you ever think that doing this is pointless?" And she's like, "Nope, God told me this." Just everything is so strongly in God. I could not believe it that it could consume someone like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, Felix Becerra, a McDonald's manager, robs his own store, and then another.
Good for him.
This is out of Pleasanton, California. McDonald's manager robbed his own store and then another at gunpoint. On August 28th at 3 a.m., Felix Becerra, who was 42, allegedly donned a white mask and brandished what appeared to be a small caliber revolver. To threaten employees at a drive-thru window of a McDonald's, he ran. According to the police advisory, he forced three workers to open a safe in the office so he could take the money. The suspect then herded the employees into the freezer and ordered them to stay there for 30 minutes, escaping with an undisclosed amount of cash. Becerra's downfall was apparently attempting a similar heist September 2nd in San Mateo. Again, he left with money and no one was injured. This time, he was later apprehended in his vehicle by police and jailed. Why would you rob your own store?
I know. You think people would easily or more easily recognize you?
Yeah, just on the off chance someone will recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Unless you came in there like, "Put the money in the bag."
Batman?
"Shut the fuck up in the freezer."
As he's shut, he's like, "Trust us."
But, like, there are certain people that, like, I would, like, if you tried to rob me and you're like, "Mag in the car."
Yeah.
Like, Andy?
Yeah, fucked.
Andy? This is not Andy. Andy, no, that's your Batman voice. Andy, what are you doing?
I'm Jake Dozel.
Nope.
Turkey fish.
I was telling someone about turkey fish today. That's funny.
We're connected.
Yeah, we're connected. Believe it or not, a 12-year-old girl that had a brain-eating amoeba. She is one of three survivors ever in the United States to survive a brain-eating amoeba.
Holy shit.
She got it from, you know, swimming in water. Oh. Apparently, when the water's when certain water is warmer,
yeah,
this amoeba is able to thrive.
Okay, I know exactly what amoeba you're talking about. I remember hearing about it a little bit ago.
Yeah, so one of very few people, you know, like I said, three people have ever survived this. Believe it or not, she has a fear of water.
Oh,
really?
Whoa!
You mean the thing that nearly killed her?
Oh yeah, I fuck that. Yeah, if that nearly killed her, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah, Callie's doctor told ABC her mom noticed she was somewhat fearful of water, which is obviously where she got the amoeba from. Her mom wanted to work through her fear of water, and the perfect place to do that was the pool in the hospital, which, you know, yeah, sure. Yeah. She always enjoyed swimming before she got sick, and her mom would like to have her enjoy that again. Look, I know the brain-eating amoeba is rare, extremely rare.
Yeah.
They said, you know, only three people have survived, but there was like 80 cases dating back to like 1900 or something like that. You know, very rare thing. But still, this amoeba ate at your brain.
I would not want to go near water.
I would like be afraid of taking showers. You know, I'd be like, I know what happens. I know what happens in water. Apparently, according to this brain-eating amoeba, if it gets in the water supply, you can drink it.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? It can only go through your nose or something?
Yeah, you just don't get it up your nose.
Yeah. Drink away.
Yeah, drink away, everybody. I would not want to drink that. Even though I know, like, they say, like, no, really, you can drink it, and the amoeba won't get in your brain. I would still be like, no.
Like, drink it. Just trust us.
Yeah.
Just
tell you what.
Just trust us.
Drink this cup for $1 million. No.
Right here. Here's a check. Sign it right now.
No, no, no. And then I'd splash it up their nose. And then take the money and run.
Now you're fucked.
Which would be stupid because it's not like an instant kill. So they would be able to tell police that I infected them with an amoeba and ran away.
I hope the rest of your life sucks.
Yeah. You're dead, son. Eventually.
I'm out.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/38combopodcast, twitter.com/38combopc, that is number 3, PC stands for podcast, 76thstreetnetwork.com, email us at 38combopodcast@gmail.com, and so of course on YouTube.
We're both here. You saw that! You saw that!
For Andy, this is Matt, signing out.